All Involved, a novel by Ryan Gaddis. Performed by Anthony Ray Perez, Jim Cooper, James Chen, Marisol Ramirez, and Adam Lazar White.
The facts. At 3:15 p.m. on April 29, 1992, a jury acquitted Los Angeles Police Department officers Theodore Brezzano and Timothy Wind, as well as Sergeant Stacy Kuhn, of excessive force used to subdue civilian Rodney King. The jury failed to reach a verdict on the same charge against Officer Lawrence Powell. At roughly 5 o'clock p.m., riots began. They lasted 6 days, finally ending on Monday, May 4, after 10,904 arrests had been made, over 2,383 people had been injured, 11,113 fires had burned, and more than $1 billion worth of property damage was sustained. In addition, 60 deaths were attributed to rioting, but this number fails to account for murder victims who died outside active rioting sites during those 6 days of curfews and little to no emergency assistance. As LAPD Chief Daryl Gates himself said on the first night, quote, "There are going to be situations where people are going to be without assistance. That's just the facts of life. There are not enough of us to be everywhere." End quote. It is possible, and even likely, that a number of victims not designated as riot-related were actually the targets of a sinister combination of opportunity and circumstance. As it happened, nearly 121 hours of lawlessness in a city of nearly 3.6 million people contained within a county of 9.15 million was a long time for scores to be settled. This is about some of them. Day 1, Wednesday. An even more interesting question is, why is everybody worrying about another riot? Haven't things in Watts improved any since the last one? A lot of white folks are wondering. Unhappily, the answer is no. The neighborhood may be seething with social workers, data collectors, VISTA volunteers, and other assorted members of the humanitarian establishment, all of whose intentions are the purest in the world. But somehow nothing much has changed. There are still the poor, the defeated, the criminal, the desperate, all hanging in there with what must seem a terrible vitality. Thomas Pynchon, New York Times, June 12, 1966.
Ernesto Vera, April 29, 1992, 8:14 p.m. 1. I'm in Linwood, South Central, somewhere off Atlantic and Olanda, putting tinfoil over trays of uneaten beans at some little kid's birthday party, when I get told to go home early and probably not come back to work tomorrow. Maybe not for a week even. My boss is worried what's happening up the 110 will come down here. He doesn't say trouble or riots or nothing. He just says, that thing north of here. But he means where people are burning stuff and breaking out storefronts and getting beat down. I think about arguing because I need the money, but it wouldn't get me anywhere, so I don't waste my breath. I pack the beans away in the truck's fridge, grab my coat, and leave. Earlier in the afternoon when we got there, me and Termite, this guy I work with, saw smoke. Four black